What is going on, everybody, and welcome to your Thought Load Thursday. Today, I'm going into the irresistible lure of ultra-processed foods and doing a deep dive into palatability. So welcome in, where we're going to unravel the science behind the foods that dance on your taste buds and sometimes hijack our better eating intentions. Today, we're peeling back the wrapper on ultra-processed foods, those staples of convenience that fill our supermarket shelves and all too often our pantries at home. But what makes them so hard to resist? Let's dig into that science of palatability and discover the masterful engineering behind the allure of ultra-processed foods. So imagine walking down the snack aisle of your local grocery store. Your gaze lands on brightly colored packages, your favorite snacks beckoning to you. What is it about these foods that make them so appealing, so irresistible? It's not just the marketing, it's the science. First, though, let's define our terms. Ultra-processed foods are not just any processed foods. They're products that have been significantly altered from their original state, often with the addition of colors, flavors, preservatives, and texturants. These additives transform the food's natural composition, making them highly palatable and convenient, but also a far cry from their original nutritional profile. So why do manufacturers create these ultra-processed products? The reasons include extending shelf life, maximizing taste, and ensuring a consistent product. But there's a deeper layer to this culinary engineering, targeting our biological preferences. Humans are biologically wired to seek out foods that provide quick energy and essential nutrients. This means we naturally gravitate towards foods that are sweet, salty, and fatty, all flavor profiles that signal high energy density to our brains. Ultra-processed foods are masterfully engineered to hit these marks, often in combinations that nature seldom provides, creating a taste experience that can overshadow natural foods as a whole. But it's not just the taste. Texture plays a crucial role. The crunch of a chip, the smoothness of a cream-filled cake, the fizz of a soft drink. All these sensations contribute to what scientists call sensory-specific satiety. This principle explains how our desire for a food decreases as we eat it. But ultra-processed foods are designed to delay this effect, keeping us coming back for more. Now let's delve into the brain. When we eat something we enjoy, our brain releases dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. Ultra-processed foods, with their intense flavors and textures, trigger a significant dopamine release, reinforcing our desire to experience that pleasure again. It's a cycle that leads to overeating as the brain starts to associate these foods with a reward, overshadowing the body's nutritional needs. There's also the factor of accessibility and marketing. These foods are not only everywhere, but they're also marketed aggressively, tapping into our emotions, our desires for convenience, and even our social practices. It's a potent mix of biology, psychology, and environment that makes ultra-processed foods so hard to resist. So what can we do? It's not about vilifying any food or preaching abstinence. It's about understanding the forces at play and making informed choices. Incorporating more whole foods into our diet, cooking from scratch when we can, and being mindful of the allure of ultra-processed foods can help us navigate our food environment more healthfully. So as we wrap up today's journey through this world of ultra-processed foods, let's remember the power of knowledge. By understanding why these foods are so palatable, we can better manage their place in our lives and our diets, striving for a balance that nurtures our bodies and satisfies our taste buds. So thank you guys for tuning in this week to Thought Load. Join us next time as we hit another